Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Public Library Youth Services Librarian Olivia Kaler about the summer reading program. Olivia Kaler, you are the new Youth Services Librarian for the Kelowna Public Library. Tell me a bit about your background before coming into this position.
Sure. I attended Mid Prairie as a student, and then when I finished college, I went back and worked for Mid Prairie. I have been the library media associate at Wellman Elementary for the last few years, and then just thought I'd switch up to a different title from elementary library to public library.
What's your hometown?
I grew up in Frytown, and then I moved out into the country after I got married, and now we're moving to Wellman next weekend.
What are you looking forward to working for the Kelowna Library?
I'm really excited that I get to work with a little bit younger age children and start their love of books and their love of reading at an earlier age than the elementary level. Working with toddlers in preschool is just going to be so much fun.
What is happening in this year's summer reading program?
The theme for the summer reading program is Libraries Rock. And we took that in the rock music category. Originally, I thought maybe it had to do with geology, and I was wrong. So we have some musicians scheduled to come in. We have a local dance company coming in to perform. We've got a couple music-themed crafts to do. And then we've got our regular groups coming in, like the Blank Park Zoo, they always bring animals every summer. We have Pam Holtz, the county naturalist, coming in to do an activity with us. We've got a RAGBRAI activity worked out for the end of July. And we even have the Google Expedition goggles coming for an afternoon so we can go visit Mount Rushmore.
What will the RAGBRAI activity be?
I think we're going to be decorating signs as well as the street and sidewalk in front of our library just to welcome them to town.
Great. And for the programs throughout June and July,
yeah.
What days will these typically be happening?
Every Monday at 1 o'clock, we will be showing a movie in our program room. Every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we will have one of the live group's programs, so a musician or an absolute science group coming in. And then every Thursday at 1 o'clock, we have either a craft or another program scheduled. So we're looking Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
What ages is the program for?
Preschool through high school.
When will the program be ending?
July 26th is our final. It's our finale. We're going to have an ice cream party, courtesy of Yachty's.
What do you want kids to gain from this program?
I want kids to read, first of all, but I want them to have parent interaction while they're reading. I want them to have adult interaction while they're reading, either from us or from sitters throughout their summer hours at home. I hope that they get a little bit of a creative imagination side from the stories that they're reading and the books that they are enjoying all summer long. I don't want them to go backwards in their learning from what they've gotten in school this year. I just think it's such a great opportunity for parents to get involved in something that their kids enjoy, and I just hope they really enjoy all the time that they have this summer and spend some of it reading.
And you mentioned that the program is for preschool through high school. For the reading kits, will there be different ones for different age groups?
Yeah, so I should have said toddler through high school. We have a toddler reading log for kids that are not independent readers yet. And the toddler, I call it toddler tentatively because we even have some 6 and 7 year olds who aren't quite independent enough to make the regular log on their own. So they're using that log, which involves a parent or adult supervision. And then the other log for the elementary, middle school, high school kids, there's two sections, 2 5-hour sections. So their log is a total of 10 hours. But after they read the first 5 hours, they can come in and receive the first round of prizes, which is a t-shirt and a toy from the treasure chest. And then they can do their second 5 hours and bring that reading log in for us to see, and they'll get a free book of their choosing, a pencil, a tattoo, or a bookmark to go with it.
And when is the deadline to register for the program?
This Friday, June 8th.
I thought maybe it ended on the 11th.
People can still bring in their registrations that day, because that's our kickoff. But like for the online, I think it turns off on Friday at midnight.
And what are you most looking forward to this summer?
Meeting all these kids and all their families and kind of starting to build a base of what my clientele is at the library. I know some elementary age kids, but that's just from working at Mid Prairie. So I'm excited to meet the community here in Kelowna and see some kids that I've never met before.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna Public Library Youth Services Librarian Olivia Kaler about the Summer Reading Program. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.